Well, it is undeniable. The sounds of Christmas are everywhere. Maybe that's been your experience the last several weeks. Maybe that was your experience during Thanksgiving. Maybe that was your experience during Halloween. It seems like every year, little bit by little bit, those songs of Christmas continue to spill and pay forward. For us and for my family and I, we enjoy this time of year. We enjoy taking in those various sounds of Christmas, whether that's finding that station that plays those familiar Christmas songs, or going through the stores and hearing those songs and reminders for us, or going to pageants and programs such as what we celebrated this month with our Little Praisers Daycare in school, where our children came forward and gave us that great reminder of Christmas, the sounds of Christmas. I wonder what sounds you've been hearing as of late. It's this time of year that I can't help but think back to an experience I had with another brother in Christ, a pastor, colleague, and friend by the name of Gabe. And Gabe likes to tell this story. It's a great Christmas story. What you need to know about Gabe, though, is just this. He loves music. Gabe is a music aficionado. And if he really had his choice, truth be told, his first genre of choice for music would be punk rock. It's true, pastors listen to punk rock music. But what Gabe loves to do is this. He loves to invite others to join him in sharing in that music melody. So it wouldn't be out of the blue or out of rhythm of life for Gabe to be pulling together family and friends for some kind of jam session. In fact, that's a lot of what I know about him, pulling people together to pull together songs. So one particular time, he invites his sister to come and experience this melody that he and his friends are about to cultivate. This is jam session, right? You got all these instruments all around and set up right in their perfect spot. And off to the side, Gabe's sister sits, and she's just taking in the various visuals and the rhythms and so forth. And every once in a while, Gabe admits he'd look over and look to see how all this activity was washing over his sister. And there his sister sat, blank expression on her face, no emotion at all. So he'd go back to his group and continue with the instruments, the drums, the guitars, and tambourines, and the wind instruments, and so forth. And every once in a while, he'd kind of look over to see if it was washing over his sister as he had hoped. But the result was the same. No response. We'll come back to that a little bit later. Tonight, we heard about an invitation in a song that was extended to a lot of people. People that otherwise wouldn't have a song, otherwise wouldn't have a hope. But would you believe that people in this same context struggled with something that you and I know very well? And it's just this, noise. Isn't it true that sometimes in life it is hard to hear and to process the things we really need to hear and process because of all the noise in life? Maybe for you a moment ago when I asked that question and posed that thought about the sounds of Christmas, maybe that's just not been your Christmas. Maybe that's not been your Advent season. Maybe, just maybe, you find yourself airlifted and dropped into this Christmas Eve. And for you, it's been really hard to hear those sounds of Christmas because of what's going on in your life. Or maybe in the life of someone you know or love or care about. If that's you, then I'd like to challenge you to listen in tonight, to push away all the noise, whatever that might be, even if it's happened moments before worship. I'd invite you to push aside the noise, if only for a moment, and allow for God to extend to you his song of hope tonight. In our gospel lesson we heard a moment ago from Luke chapter 2, we see a group of people that are struggling with a lot of noise in their life. Luke shares this with us, and this is a big event. And I'd like to invite you just to think for a moment the last time you were a part of a big event. Maybe for you that was Christmas shopping, right? This last Saturday, if memory serves correctly, we experienced something called Panic Saturday. Panic Saturday is this last weekend that you have to get your Christmas shopping done before you arrive at Christmas Day and no presents in hand. Well, it's been coined Panic Saturday. So maybe you do know about going into the hustle and shuffle and bustle of life, but maybe you've experienced that in other ways. But here's what took place during the time of Jesus' birth. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. It's a big deal. It's a big event. You got a lot of people. Picture a lot of crowds, a lot of movements, pulsating with activity, people going everywhere, people getting from point A to point B as quickly as they can, because if you don't, you pay the price. Maybe you've experienced that too. If you don't get from point A to point B by the time someone expects, maybe you've paid the price. But it's a little bit different. And this carries the weight and authority of the Roman government. Verse 2, so this was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So in the midst of this, you have a little family that's making their way to this really small place known as Bethlehem. And you know them by Joseph and Mary, and this is a very pregnant Mary. But would you believe that in addition to political noise and static, there's also static and noise on the social scene? And this is what this little family is left to wrestle with. We hear this in verses 6 to 7. While they were there, Joseph and Mary, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Isn't that sad? When a pregnant mother and the dad-to-be come a-knocking, and the response comes as quickly, "Sorry, we don't have room for you." I don't know what that experience is like, because truth be told, when it came time for our son to be born, we rolled up to Parkview North and we had quick access to the place we needed to be at exactly the right time. So I don't know what that's like. But I do know this, and maybe you do too, that there are seasons of life, it is really hard to hear and to see what God is doing for us because of all the noise. But I'd like to invite you once again to hear what God did for them, because this is what God does for you and for me. God invites us to hear a song of hope. And we know that that song of hope for us is focused in Jesus Christ. But like I said, sometimes it's hard to hear that song of hope because of what's going on in life, your life and my life. Maybe for you, that's not a pregnancy that sees you trying to rush to the hospital to get there at the right time, but maybe for you, that noise looks like some communication that's just not where it should be at home. Maybe for you, that noise looks like things that you've been experiencing in the community because of things that you hear on the TV or on the radio, things that give us a glimpse of what's going on in the government, and maybe it makes you cringe a little bit. Or maybe it's something more local. Maybe for you, the noise is something that's taking place at work. And try as you might to get up in the morning and pray for God to put his joy in your heart, you take two steps in the door and you realize, oh, it's going to be a rough day because there is noise all around you. Maybe for you that happens at school, where you're trying to check all the boxes and just make it through the day and make it through the week. But for whatever reason, friendships just aren't landing where they should be. Social media, let's be honest, social media. And maybe other things are going on where it feels like people just don't care. But here you find yourself in this place, in this environment where it is really noisy. Maybe for you, and as it has been for some folks in our congregation the last several months, maybe there's been a death in your family. And maybe someone who was here with you last year, maybe they're not next to you this year. Maybe a place that you celebrated Christmas last year, maybe that's not available to you this year. See, I wonder if you and I know what it's like to suffer from noise. In our gospel lesson, we caught a glimpse of people who know all about worldly noise, and they're shepherds. And if you want to meet a group of people who are down and out, kicked in the teeth, kicked in the neck, and made to just feel like they're not worth anything, then I'd like to introduce you to a group of people. We know them as shepherds. And what do? They shepherd sheep. But they have to do it away from community. There are no government handouts. There are no community handouts or helps. In fact, if you're a shepherd and you happen to walk into town, this is your experience. Families board up their windows, they lock their doors, they dim the lights just in case you might come to their house. If there's anybody who knew about static and worldly noise, it was a group of shepherds. But would you believe that even to this group of people who would be cast aside and kicked out by everybody else, this is the group of people that God would choose to sing his song and message of hope to? Would you believe that? Would you dare to believe that tonight? That God's message and song of hope is meant for all people. It may be because of what you've been experiencing as of late. Maybe because of what you've been on the receiving end. Maybe, just maybe, you need to hear that tonight. That God's song and message of hope is also for you. We hear this from our gospel lesson. I draw your attention to the screen once again. Angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." So here's the reality. God invited them to hear a song of hope amidst the noise. And tonight, God is inviting you to do the same, to hear a song of hope amidst the noise in your life and in my life. I think back to my friend and my colleague, Gabe, and I think back to the situation that he likes to recall, and I think about it this time of year, and I think about it in these seasons of life where it seems like life is just really noisy, and I'm having a hard time hearing God's word of hope for me and for you in Jesus Christ. This is what he says. So here's Gabe, and he has all these musician friends and all these instruments gathered in this one place, and he's also invited his sister, who he hopes and prays will be impacted by all the activity and all the joy, that in some way it would kind of wash over her like a bucket of water. But every time he tries to kind of pick it up a little bit with some hope and some jazz and some excitement and life, he looks over and sees his sister and blank expression. So he tries a little bit more, blank expression. By the way, did I mention to you that Gabe's sister is deaf? She can't hear, maybe as some of us tonight can. So you might ask the question, well, why would Gabe invite her to a jam session? Why would he invite her to come and be around people who are playing music, right, and singing? This is why. After a little bit, Gabe invited his friends who brought all their drums to join him in a certain spot, and they started to make one of these drum circles, if you've ever seen that. And this is what he did. He walked over to his sister, and he brought her, and he had her lie down right in the middle of this drum circle. And then they started to play, little by little. And at every certain point, he'd kind of look over and look at his sister. And he could see the results. He could see it washing over her. He could see it in her eyes as they started to water up. He could see it on her face as her lips started to quiver. The rhythmic vibrations of the drums carried and washed over his sister, and for this one moment, she could feel the music. She could feel the song of hope. Tonight, God is seeking to wash over your life with his song of hope. And it's only through Jesus Christ. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you're going through. Maybe you're here tonight for the first time in a long time because someone loved you enough to invite you to come and hear a song of hope focused on Jesus Christ. Or maybe you're here on the string of other worship services. Wherever this finds you, I want you to know this. Tonight, God is inviting you to hear his song of hope, but it's only found in his son, Jesus Christ. It's not found in you. It's not found in me. It's not found in what you do for others or what you do for God. It's only found in his son, Jesus Christ. And here's the best part. This good news is a gift for you. And tonight, this song of hope doesn't wash over you and me through a rhythmic beating of drums, but it finds a place in your heart and mind through the soft cry and whine of a child born some time ago, born for you and for me in Bethlehem as a Savior. May God's song of hope meet you exactly where you're at tonight, and may it crash through your noise and bring you exactly where you need to be in a season of hope.